성경 곳곳은 우리가 세상을 살고 신앙 생활을 함에 있어 무엇이 진실인지
In our Christian life, the Bible tells us the answers in many places about our Christian life. That it is that we can just see the fruit. Suppose we have friendship or collaboration in businesses or partnerships. How can we know that we can trust them? When we evaluate other people, we don't look at their outward appearances or their speech, or just by hearing from somebody else. Some people might slander others with their hard feelings and with wrong intentions, or to get some money out of them. For example, there are people called black consumers that make false reports about some products so that they can get money out from the company. So we have to decide by the seeing the fruit by seeing their fruit, and not by just hearing from other people. And that's what the Bible tells us. So that that is why the Bible explains about the tree and the fruit many times. Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 to 20 says, You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruits. Especially in Christian life, one has to be evaluated by their fruit. We cannot know all the hidden evil and sins of each one, but we cannot cheat God. God is not mocked or cheated. So the best way to evaluate or judge somebody is to see the fruit that is guaranteed by God. So if we see this fruit that is guaranteed by God, we can know that it is true. Suppose if you are really faithful, if they are really faithful and give to God a lot with true heart, they should be receiving financial blessings. But sometimes some people, they don't live by the word of God. And they give to God on the outside, but they don't receive blessings because they give to God with a desire to receive something in return. So they give a lot. They say they give a lot, but they are not financially blessed. But if you really check how much they give, they don't really give a lot. And some people, they are faithful. They work hard. And they don't live in sins. So it means they don't get a disease. So they don't get a disease. So that's how you can evaluate somebody. So even when you evaluate the pastors, you should have the same standard of judgment. Maybe they appear holy in front of the people, but actually inside their heart, they are full of sins and evil. So will they be able to give blessing to the believers, the church members? Will they be able to change the hearts of the believers? They can't, because the teacher is not practicing the word of God. Thereby, they can't be guaranteed by God. So, especially about the servants of God, the Bible tells us to have sound judgment. Deuteronomy 18:22 says, when a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not come about or come true, that is a thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. So, a prophet, a servant of God, a pastor, they should teach the word of God. So when they teach the word of God, they should be guaranteed by God. But if what they teach is not accompanied by fruit, then it's because God does not recognize them as his servant. A man of God, especially a servant of God, they have to be. You can see whether they have the fruit of God's guarantee or not. People shouldn't say, we don't have to say things about a pastor. But God is the only one who can really judge. But will God say such a lovely servant when he commits sins and shows evil? No, of course not. God hates sins and evil. What loves sins is the devil. God does not hear the prayer of a sinner. He does not give any answers or guarantee to a sinner. If he does, it means the Bible is wrong, and it means we cannot believe in God. If his words are wrong, how can he believe in God? But God is never wrong. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is precise and accurate. Whatever he writes, records, he keeps it. If he doesn't listen to the prayer of a sinner, you are committing sins, and you pray for other people so that they will receive blessings. It cannot be answered. You have to be good-hearted. You have to be guaranteed by God so that you, when you pray for somebody's blessing, the blessing will come actually. Why do you receive prayer from senior pastor? Why don't you just pray for yourself? Why don't you just pray for your own healing? Why don't you pray for your own problems? And why do you come and receive prayer from the senior pastor? You know that your prayers are not answered as easily. Your conscience knows that you are committing sins and you have this and that and you have this problem, so you cannot really receive answers to your problems. But when you receive the prayer of the senior pastor, you can receive the answer as he prayed. As long as you repented of your sins. Sometimes there are people who don't receive answers even after they receive prayer from the shepherd. But there are also many people who receive the prayer even without faith, and yet still they receive answers. But of course, we have to show the faith. And while we have to have faith, and while we are committing sins, if we receive prayer from the shepherd, we cannot receive the answer. But of course, we are in the process of casting away sins. And when only with our faith we cannot receive the answer, when we come before the shepherd and receive his prayer, we receive the answer. The problems are solved. This is the fruit. This is the evidence that God guarantees our shepherd. So there are so many people who receive answers and solutions to problems through the prayers of the shepherd. So you can have discernment from this. So what kinds of fruits does our shepherd have? He preaches to us whatever he received from God in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And through the prayer, there are so many diseases that are cured. Even though they can't be cured by any medical science. And we mommy members, our hearts are changed. And so because our hearts are being changed, we receive blessings. We are under protection of God. And we have so many testimonies. And this is the fruit of the shepherd. Some people say, when they don't know the word of God, they might say, in Manmin Church, they call their pastor shepherd, as if it's something wrong. But it's not something wrong. It is very biblical. What is a shepherd? Shepherd is a person who leads the flock to the green pastures and quiet waters. And pastors are shepherds who lead the flock because they are supposed to lead the flock to the way of heaven. Ezekiel 34, verse 7 says, "Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord." Especially in Ezekiel and Jeremiah, it talks a lot about prophets, false prophets, because there were a lot of false prophets. So it talks a lot about how to discern between false prophets and true prophets. That they have to teach the word of God and they have to practice the word of God. So these shepherds, true shepherds, are the ones who teach the word of God and practice the word of God. So pastors are the shepherds, and our Lord is the chief shepherd because He is the head of all shepherds. And so when the church members call their pastor shepherd, because we show the respect. But our senior pastor, he served the church members, he takes care of them, and he has been leading us to the way of God, to the will of God, according to the will of God. So that is why we respect him and love him. And we see the abundant fruits that are born by the shepherd. We experience them. So we are the beautiful fruit of the ministry, the work of the shepherd. So we cannot deny this fact. I'm sorry my voice is kind of hoarse. So because of too much mourning, and it's not that I have any problem with my body. Yesterday, after I woke up, my voice is hoarse. I don't have any pain, but it's not easy to speak, and my apologies for this voice. You might find it a little bit not easy to listen to. But anyway, we've seen what is beautiful, what is truthful, what is true. And they see these untruthful things and they make a report about this. Are we false? Are all mommy members false? Is that because we don't have discernment? We come to this church and we testify that our pastor is true? It's because we have seen what is true. Because we have discernment. We know what is true. And not just those who come to main church. There are so many branch church members in the country and all over the world. There are so many people who are healed. There are so many pastors, bishops, senior pastors of church associations. They are angry now already. We have some press people contacting us already. We know the truth about Reverend Jaedok Lee. If you want us to make any reports, you just let us know. So we are in so much sorrow and mourning. We feel like we want to shed tears all day long, but because of the word of God, we control ourselves and we are doing what we are supposed to do in our own positions. And of course, the darkness will be broken away and the light will shine. What makes us sorrowful is that our shepherd is so true, but the world is so badly making a distorted report. But of course, it is allowed by God for a moment, but there will be a great turn of events. And so we are patient. It's not because we are powerless or just because we are not righteous. It's not that we are keeping quiet. No. We have already experienced the broadcasting incident in 99, and the senior pastor has been teaching us to keep all the laws of the country. But at that time, we were so angry at this broadcasting station that were making distorted reports. But now, at that time, we had the righteous indignation and we were not wise. But now, we are wise. Only the church leaders, they are taking care of the legal matters, and we are just praying for them. But we are still sad. We are angry. It's not something acceptable. But we just look up to the will of God. And soon, even the worldly people will recognize our innocence, because there's no evidence. They are just saying things, making up things. They don't have any evidence. Because there is a witch hunting. It's like witch hunting. You know, they say things and people just agree without even hearing the other side of the story. But my apologies for my husky voice. But anyway, in this message, I'd like to speak about the beautiful fruit of the shepherd, namely us. We are changed. We have been changed, and we are the fruit of the shepherd. Those who come to Mamin Church for the first time, they say the church members, they are good. They are wonderful people. And they say, like, it's as if only wonderful and nice people are gathered here. And many people say they can pick out Manmin members among other believers as well. And you are good-hearted. You're trying to be nice. And how have you changed? Because it's because of the sacrifice and love of the shepherd. Before you came to this church, many of you, you were suffering from poverty, family problems, and so many other problems of life. Maybe your children, problems with your children. And so for some of you, you are kind of rough, and you had a lot of falsehood. You were lustful, and because of these things, envy and jealousy and angry, because of these things, you had quarrels and arguments in the family. But after you came to the church, most of you have been changed. And in just before 2010, even though you are believers, you love the world, and you are committing sins. You're watching obscene things, adult materials. You are committing adultery, even though you are married. And if you're singles, you are committing fornications, having sexual relationships with many people. Even students, young students, they watch these adult materials and they make out with each other. And this is a common practice in the world. In the first morning service, there are many students, and I asked him, please, you have already forsaken these things, but how about your friends in the school? Don't they watch obscene things a lot? Then they say, they watch so much. They watch them so much. And also, dating each other and making out with each other. And they say, they do it so much. It's just a common practice. When you are young, maybe there were a couple of cases, but not just the middle school or high school students, but even from elementary school. Even these elementary school kids, they watch these obscene, adulterous, adult materials, and they commit the sexual harassment. Because you were living in the world, you had these stains of the world, and even after you came to church, you couldn't get rid of them sometimes, especially before 2010. And sometimes you went back to committing sins again. So that was what was going on before, up until 2010, and the senior pastor was made aware of that. And students, the parents, can they change them? Can teacher change them? No. Because the world is making them do these things. There are so many sexual crimes. They say, oh, we have to stop this. But just watch the TV. There are so many obscene things. Watch the clothes, the outfits of the people, the exposure. In the world, the women, they show their chest, they show all, most parts of their legs, and they just show them. So this is what makes them have more lust. What do these people feel when they watch these things? But what about our church members? They are, there's no flirting here among the church members. They just share the grace of God. They always, they have upright manners, upright outfit, proper dress, and decent clothes. And we have cast away all these things because the senior pastor has been teaching us. This is the fruit of the shepherd. You remember how many tears he's been shedding to teach us, to change us from this adulterous things, lustful things. And he's been teaching us, if you commit adultery, you will end up in hell, and hell is such a fearful place, horrible, horrible place. You can never get away. You can never escape from hell once you fall there. And we've seen the powerful works, which were the guaranteeing of God. And he has been teaching us with so many tears up until today. And along with his teaching, and those teachings, and his words were not just outward words. He wanted us to, they made us to live by the word of God, to love God first, to cut off the sins. Anybody can teach morality. Anybody can say, especially the parents, can teach their children. And they love their children. Sometimes they buy good gifts, Sometimes they try to discipline them. Sometimes, even with a rod, they try to change their children. But these children, they don't change. Because of that, the parents, they might have an argument. And once they become past adolescence and become adult, the parents cannot change them. But our shepherd changed them. We felt we couldn't change ourselves. But by the teaching of the shepherd, we are casting away sins, which we thought was impossible. We thought we were impossible. We were watching obscene things. And even after we heard, we know that if we keep on watching them, we become more and more adulterous and lustful. And yet we couldn't cut it off by our own strength. But with the sacrifice and intercession of our shepherd, at one moment, his sacrifices enabled us to be able to cast away these things. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." God's word is living and active. It has to change us. But just by delivering the word of God, such things cannot just happen at random. It has to be taught by somebody who loves God, who practices the word of God himself, so that such changes can take place. It's the love of our shepherd who wants to change us so much. So his words become powerful and they can change us. If the teacher doesn't live by the word of God, there's no guarantee of God. There's no power embedded in the word that he preaches. It might impress the people. But once they go back to the world, once they just leave the church, they don't have the power to change themselves. But if the teacher teaches and practices, does the word that he teaches, then it is guaranteed by God, so that the work of Satan can be destroyed and the people can change. And you see that so many Manmin members, they have been changed. And they are always trying to take after the image of God more and more, more perfectly. This is the fruit of the shepherd. In fact, there are many churches. Many pastors, they don't point out sins because they are not confident. The pastors themselves, they are not confident. And the church members, they don't like it. So they are worried that the church members might leave the church. They can keep the church only when the church members stay. But if they teach that you must not watch obscene things, you must not commit adultery, then the church members, they might not like it, and they might leave the church. So they are not confident about teaching about sins. In this church, there are so many powerful works of God, so many divine healing works. But, and yet, even after experiencing these things, many people already left because they don't want to hear about sins. And even for senior pastor, it would be much more comfortable for him not to talk about sins. So then the church would have had so many more members. Even now we have so many members and we are accomplishing world evangelism. But we could have had so many more members if he didn't point out sins, because there is so much power of God. There is so much evidence that shows us that God is with him, with our shepherd. Then if he doesn't point out sins, there will be so many church members. However, he couldn't just keep quiet about sins. If you come to church and commit sins, if your hearts are full of adultery, lust, and anger, and slander, and all those evil things, then how can you go to heaven? Having all those evil things, and such a pastor is not really a pastor. It's just a blind man leading another blind man. So our shepherd couldn't do that. So he talked about sins in detail, especially about adultery. Not just physical adultery, but also adultery in mind, having lustful thoughts. And we remember clearly how earnestly and with how many tears he warned us about adultery and that we had to cast it away. And through his teaching, we were changed. And more specifically, let me give you some testimonies. In the Elder Hongi Park, as if he had seen my sermon, he prayed. He had this public hazard disease. He had suffered from it for 7 years. No medicine helped him. Nothing helped him. Nothing could cure him. And his wife had to support the family. And his wife had so much pity on him, so he couldn't even walk by himself. She had carried him on her back because he couldn't go outside. It means he was so light. He lost so much weight. He was one of the very, very best government civil worker. But he couldn't function as a human being. But after he came to this church, he was completely healed. And since then, he has never been sick. And he evangelized his family members and relatives, more than 100 people. And this is it. His testimony is the evidence of God being in this church itself. But I'd like to give you some testimonies. And I searched for some testimonies. And there are so many, so many testimonies. And it was hard work to select these testimonies. And in the first morning service, I could only give only a part of testimonies. There were some testimonies 5 years old and recent testimonies, so I had to check with those actual people once again. So if they are still leading a good Christian life, and if they are happy enough and full of spirit enough. And so I asked all of them, but so because I asked them, they must think that their testimonies are being introduced, but I cannot introduce all of their testimonies. So I'm sorry that I can't introduce all of your testimonies. And you can just get onto the website and read all the testimonies, because they are all fruit of the shepherd. What we want to say is this. This is the fruit of the shepherd. What kind of fruit do they have? So probably you've heard most of the testimonies already. And these people, they are healed and they are leading good Christian lives even today. And they are the fruit of the shepherd. And let me give you just a couple of testimonies. It's a testimony of Eugene Im, 26 years old. It's not she went through some dramatic change. It's not something dramatic, but through this broadcasting, what kind of a reaction her father showed, who is not a believer, who is not committed to church. Once this there was this first broadcast, my father, who is not a believer, who doesn't come to church, on Thursday he sent a text message to the whole family, the mom and two sisters: do not go to Daniel prayer meeting, do not go to church tonight, and we'll meet at this restaurant. And family members, they were nervous because the mom and the two sisters, they are family members. But the father said, I'm sorry that I'm not going to church with you, but I felt watching this broadcast that your pastor raised my daughters as good persons. So in a moment like this, you have to pray harder and don't listen to anything, especially the second daughter, who is a high school student. You shouldn't be ashamed at school. And at these times, you have to more confidently say that the pastor of Manmin Center Church is a good person. And I am thankful to Reverend Jedok Lee that he has raised my daughters as good persons. No, he is not a believer. He doesn't come to church. So they were kind of nervous that he might say something opposite of what he said. So they were worried, but they were touched by his words. The colleagues, friends, and family members, they say, when I see you, Reverend Jedok Lee is not such a person, I believe. That's what Manmin members hear. You are healed of incurable disease by the prayer of Reverend Jedok Lee, and you are made healthy, and you don't go to hospital, you don't take any medicines, and you live in the truth. You are a really devout Christian, and I can see that Reverend Jedok Lee, I don't have to watch him. I don't have to see him. I can understand that he is a good pastor. And they receive this kind of calls. Many of church members, they have already received these calls from their friends and colleagues. They were, even the unbelievers, they have discernment. But there are also some people who just pass judgment without understanding anything, who talk badly about our church. And where can we be rewarded about this defamation? Of course, God will pay us back, but our hearts and are full of mourning and lamentation. And how can our hearts be paid back, compensated? So, even, but we Manmin members, we are following the word of God, the will of God. Let me give you a testimony of a student in who is a senior in a high school, Jaegwang Lee, 19 years old. I was born to a Christian family, but from middle school, I indulged myself in worldly things, and I was doing wrestling, and it made my personality more rough. But I had an arm injury, and I had to stop it, and my heart was empty. And in this October 2015, I attended a two-term continuous special Daniel prayer meeting for the first time. And he voluntarily went there. You know how it happens. It's because of the earnest prayer and intercessions and sacrifice of the shepherd that gave this kind of will to us church members. So even for this brother, he voluntarily attended a two-term continuous special general prayer meeting in October 2015. At first, I couldn't pray well, but as I attended every day, I could feel the taste of prayer. And while I was singing praise, I shed so many tears, and I had runny nose, and I didn't know what was going on. And on the final day, I received this award. And since then, I came to long for spiritual things. And in May 2016, the students were invited to his senior pastor's prayer house. And I was so amazed, and I was so happy to see him up close. And I received a prayer for my atopic dermatitis. And he laid his hand very softly so that I wouldn't feel any pain. And it was his delicate love, and I shed tears. And I could feel his heart that wanting us to change so much. And so I received the strength to be able to cut off the world, TV, games, and movies, and about girls, and I could cast away all these desires at once. And I had more hope of New Jerusalem. And many students were changed. Their parents couldn't change them. The teachers couldn't change them. But these students, they were changed in this way. So now they pray and they love God first. They cast away worldly things and they come to study hard. And who changed them? It is the prayer and intercession of the student, of the shepherd. And when the students, they see the shepherd, they shed tears and they say they cut off the world. How can his eyes looking at us, how can that change us? Is that some kind of a spell that we can be changed? Is it some kind of brainwashing? You are brainwashed by the word without the power of the shepherd, as if he had some power, even though he had no power. You are brainwashed, even though, as if you are healed, even though you are not really healed. Were you brainwashed that you feel like you have no pain? Even though you do have pain? I wish there was something like that. Then it would be so great. We know that you are actually healed. You are happy because your hearts are actually changed. And that's the work of the shepherd. His eyes, his words, they changed us. Is it some kind of spell or some kind of brainwashing? No. Of course, it is in a good sense. He's been leading us to the way of heaven. If it's a brainwashing, it is a good brainwashing. That we stop lying, we stop cheating others, we stop swindling others out of money. We stopped cheating others with money. So we stopped committing sins and we live an honest life. And the world, when worldly people watch us, we are praised that we are really devout Christians, and we are really bringing blessings to wherever we are, to our companies, where we work. And so it's the change. It's the actual change. It's not just the brainwashing without substance. There is actual substance. There is actual change. We are actually changed. So these students, they are testifying. It's a brother Sunmin Kim, 22 years old. I've been attending church since childhood, but I only had knowledge. But in May 2014, great grace came upon me, and I wanted to begin spiritual things as well as physical things. Before I made up my mind, I was barely not kicked out of the church, and in the exam, I slept, and I got zero. But after I received the grace from the shepherd, I got into Korea University, which is one of the most prominent, prestigious universities of Korea. And I was watching him. One day, after 10-year prayer meeting, he was grading Mrs. Lee, and I thought maybe he was joining the army. But then after many weeks, I still saw him. But maybe I thought he came out of the army, but I didn't know. But it is that he made up his mind. He had a meeting with a senior pastor and with the family. And he was so sorry that he was so slow in changing. So he made up his mind to change himself and cut off the world. And he shaved his head. And seeing his shaved head, he made up his mind again and again. And these young people, they were changed by the love of the shepherd. It's a Subin Yu. At that time, he was 19. Now he's 26. In March 2011, I had a very strange dream. There was colors of rainbows in the sky, and people were going up, cheering and waving hands. And there was mom and dad too. I called mom, but she was just watching up, looking up toward heaven, and she was caught up. And I began to pray. But when I opened my eyes, it was the sanctuary. I was left on this earth, and there were various kinds of people. People were praying, crying, who gave up. And there were friends who went to another church, and they didn't even know why they were left on this earth. And the moment I made up my mind that I had to become a martyr and not receive the 666 mark so that I could be saved. And after I woke up, tears rolled down my face. At that time, I didn't have good enough faith to be saved. So right away, I prayed on my knees to forgive to be forgiven of my sins. I was going to church, but I was playing computer games so much. So I played usually 6 to 7 hours a day, and during the vacation, I played 12 to 14 hours a day, and I watched a lot of obscene things, adult materials. And I was so sorry, and I couldn't be saved at that time. But after that, I had that dream. I repented with tears, and I was completely changed. Right from the next day, I began to attend the Daniel prayer meeting, and I deleted all the computer games and obscene materials. And instead, I made the settings to be able to listen to praises and sermons of the senior pastor easily. And I began to attend the mini crusades of the senior pastor for the students. And he was not just teaching and so that we wouldn't be stained by the world, but he was giving us scholarships and also allowances, and I was moved by his love. And I, at that time, before that, I thought I could live without computer games and TV, but now I taste there's eternal joy and eternal pleasure. And I began to honor my parents in a very different way, and my parents are very happy that I am changed. And now I find it fun to study. I'm spreading the love of the Lord to my friends too. And his father is also changed, and he gave his testimony recently. Yun Jong Yu, 56 years old, in 10th parish. He was healed of a brain hemorrhage. December 9th, he lost consciousness and he was taken to a hospital. He had two brain hemorrhages in two spots, and he couldn't breathe on his own, and no surgery was possible, so he was just waiting for death. And the parish pastor arrived at the hospital, and he prayed with a powerful handkerchief on which senior pastor prayed, and he had the spontaneous breathing, so he could be operated on. There was this subarachnoid brain hemorrhage and brain aneurysm, two aneurysms. So it was a very different, difficult situation. And so they said he had to be in ICU for a couple of weeks, and there could be permanent brain damage, and there was a chance of death. So they wanted him to come back to his senses, gain his consciousness back, and gain some faith. So they sent the prayer request to senior pastor on the 10th Sunday, and since then he began to recover very quickly. And on the 13th Wednesday, he gained consciousness and he went to ICU. And on the 15th Friday, he went to ordinary ward. And senior pastor prayed on the Friday, saying that there won't be any after effects or complications or paralysis, that he would be completely whole. And whenever he had pain, the wife let him receive the prayer and also the message of the cross sermon of the senior pastor, and the pain went away quickly, and he recovered very quickly, and there was no headache. On January 12th, 2018, there's no problem with the body, and it's so amazing. There was no complications. The doctor said there will certainly be complications after the brain damage, but there's nothing. There's no paralysis. And doctor said there will be paralysis, but there's nothing. There's no complications, no paralysis. Completely cured. And there are so many other divine healing cases, testimonies. He didn't have faith, so he received the operation in the hospital, but he recovered at a pace that was just impossible by medical science. And the recovery, even after the surgery, the doctor said that we just had to watch what happens. But after senior pastor prayed from his prayer house, the recovery was sped up so quickly, so much. And so he moved to ordinary ward. And the doctor said because of the brain damage, he will have paralysis and he will have headache, constant headache for the rest of his life. But everything is healed. There's no complication. And we've seen the power of God through our shepherd so much, so many times. And this is the fruit of the shepherd. And he's been coming to church diligently. He didn't He's been coming to church for the last 25 years, but he didn't attend all the Sunday worship services. And now he quit smoking and drinking, and he is now keeping the Sunday holy completely. And just think about this family. By the love and power and word of the shepherd, God first changed the son. And he indulged himself in computer games since he was a high school student. And what would he have become when he grew up, when he became an adult? There are some adults in 20s who are addicted to computer games, and they have to be supported by their parents. And so he cut off the obscene things, videos, and he cut off computer games, and he became a good son. And through his son, the father also through this chance, the father also became a good believer. If he had to live in paralysis, if he had paralysis for the rest of his life, constant headache, then they couldn't be happy. But by the power of the shepherd, God changed them, and this is the fruit of the shepherd. Also, we can see the good deeds of the senior pastor, the fruit of the shepherd. Since he met God, he's been trying to help the needy. He wanted to become a good, rich elder, and he wanted to take care of widows and orphans. That's the first wish and desire that he had when he became a Christian, when he accepted the Lord. And since then, he has been helping those who are in need. So many people receive this help so they can live at comfort and peace. And sometimes there are many senior people, you know, who can't take care of themselves and whom even their children do not take care of. So let me give you some testimonies of these people who received help from the senior pastor. And these good deeds, the senior pastor doesn't reveal it. I'm a chairperson of the charitable work committee, and I feel sorry that we are not revealing or spreading this kind of good work of the good deed of the senior pastor. And now I think about it again, and I feel that his deeds are such a good deeds. And sometimes when I was going through all these things again, somebody informed me that Pastor Taegyu Moon also received a scholarship from senior pastor. So I received this testimony. In 1982, he got accepted in a college, but by the help of his brother, big brother, he got in. But after 2 years, he joined the army because he couldn't pay the tuition. And he couldn't, after he got out of the army, he couldn't go back to school right away. So to provide for his tuition, he got a job. And he had to also support his family, so it was not easy, but he saved money anyway. So after his getting out of the army, he was looking for a good church. And so by the guidance of his colleague, he came to our church. And then he saved some money for his tuition. And it was he could pay up to the first semester of the senior year. But for the last semester, he didn't have any way to pay the tuition. But the senior pastor somehow came to know about his situation, and he gave him the scholarship so he could finish his college, and he got accepted by LG Electronics, which is one of the biggest companies in Korea. And from 1992, he became a pastor in Manmin Church. And then he was also one of the directors of a charitable work committee, and he was made aware of the devotion and sacrifice of the shepherd more deeply. Even when the church didn't have enough because of the overseas crusade, he still never skipped providing for the difficult families and students. And he just gave everything he had. When the senior pastor does anything, he just makes it a rule. The reason why he makes it a rule is because even though it's difficult to make that money, he will do it. Some people, they say, mostly they will say, I will help others. When they are well off, they do it. But when the situations become bad, oh, I don't have like $1,000. I will give only $500. But senior pastor never does that. He makes the rule, big amount. This makes a rule to give this big amount, and he saves his own expenditures to give. It's not because he has a lot, so much money. And when Pastor Moon was doing this work, that's what he has seen from the senior pastor. Senior pastor, he always wanted to give comfort to the church members. And he is thankful to the senior pastor for all his work. Youngnam Cho, 46 years old. For 5 years since 2011, I received a charitable work from the shepherd. $200 cash and 20 kilograms of rice every month. It's because from the senior pastor, because this offering, mostly it comes from the shepherd. And he doesn't designate anybody. We are to distribute this money and rice. And there is also the parish pastors, they have the application. So they submit this application, so the charitable work committee will decide if it. So in most cases, unless it is completely off, mostly we accept it and we give the charitable work. The senior pastor doesn't dictate, oh, give this to somebody, this person, that person, and don't give it to this person. But of course, those who are more faithful in the church, if they have more family members, on average, it's $200 cash and rice and some side dishes. But sometimes when they are workers in the church, they receive a little more, or when they have more family members, they receive a little more. But she says she received it from the shepherd because most of the donation comes from the shepherd anyway. But anyway, what is decided, the actual work is done by the charitable work committee. But other than this charitable work committee, senior pastor is helping those who are in need at personal levels, so much more amount. Personally, he helps so many people without letting other people know. So anyway, Youngnam Cho, she received the charitable work for 5 years, and then her situation got better, so she stopped receiving the help. When I told my parents that my pastor is helping more than 1,000 families, they said, we've been giving you a hard time because you are going to church and you are living a hard life raising 2 children. And I couldn't help you, but your pastor is helping you, and your pastor is better than us parents. And they were so touched. And they said they will go to this church where there is good pastor. And in 15 years of preaching the gospel to them, they registered in our church. And now, through the obedience of the teaching of the shepherd, I received the financial blessing, and I don't receive any financial help. But I'm always thankful to my shepherd, who is teaching only the words of the Bible, who is helping those who are in need. And let me talk about this charitable work. He doesn't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. You don't know in detail. So let us think about it. Let me talk about it. For the last 16 years, even before that, he was helping those who were in need, but we don't have so much enough documents. They were not documented. But this documented for the last 16 years. It is 27 million dollars. Just for the last 16 years, what is documented? And for 22 years, the charitable work is $27 million. And for scholarships, 9,032 students. So the, in total, it is $3 million. I'm sorry, $30 million. We have all the documents in the general affairs, in the financial committee. And somebody might ask, how can a pastor have so much money to donate? He, when he prays for the people for healing and solutions to problems, so this voluntarily, these church members who received blessing through his prayers, they give these offerings. Sometimes they were they become healthy through the prayers. So, through the good deeds, they and some of them they so they some of them they received the help from the senior pastor. So now they pay it back, and so many people through the healing and so many powerful works they voluntarily give offerings to him. Is there anybody who thinks that the senior pastor is embezzling the church money? If he wanted to do that, if he is doing that, you know, if he wanted to do that, why would he give so much offering to the church? He gives so much charitable work offering to the church. And he doesn't say, just help this person. He just gives the work, lets the charitable work committee to do everything on their own. So if he wanted to embezzle the church money, take the church money for himself, why would he give so much money to the church? And how could he receive so much blessing? It's the blessing of God the Father. Even from other countries, so many believers. More than the number, more than the greater number than what is the number of believers in this church, in this main sanctuary. There are so many people who give send their offerings to senior pastor. If they are not healed, why would they send their prayer requests? Why would they ask him to pray for the blessing of conception? It's because they are actually receiving these blessings. So after actually receiving these blessings with their thanksgiving, you know, if they could be healed, they could have cure in the hospitals even by paying thousands, tens of thousands of dollars, they would go to the hospital. But they can't. Even by the medical science, they can't be healed. So this is the fruit of the shepherd. They receive actual blessings, actual healing. So who can do these things? So why wouldn't the world know about these things? But we know very well. We are very well aware what kind of sacrifice, what kind of tears he had to shed and give, show, so that we can receive blessings. These blessings, we can receive financial blessings, blessings of health. So we know the truth of the shepherd. And soon, his innocence, his good works will be revealed to the world. Let me conclude the message. The farmers, they work hard, and they fertilize the soil. They take the insects, and they take care of the crops, trees, fruits. They sometimes they put sunscreen, or they try to bring in more sunshine. They work so hard, and they take care of the trees so much. But each tree gives different fruit, bears different fruit. The farmer works hard in spring, summer, autumn, and winter also, but he doesn't only get the wheat, but he also gets chaff. Sometimes they overcome the flooding and hurricanes or typhoons in summer, but sometimes because of the winds in autumn or because of no rain in autumn, some fruits, they fall on the ground, and sometimes the birds eat them. So we have to see all the time what kind of fruit we are bearing, how much, how strongly we are sticking to the main branch, main tree. We have to watch ourselves. And until the Lord comes back, until the final day, we have to come forth as beautiful fruit. And we have the teaching of the holiness of the shepherd. Especially, senior pastor taught us about adultery so much. But they, if you do not obey and commit sins, then you will become the bad fruit. And as in today's reading passage, Matthew 12:34, you brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. So they just speak out what is in their heart. Judgment, condemnation, evil. So we should be awakened. We have to be on the alert. And let's not accept any kind of evil that is in our heart. We have to let us cast it away more quickly, so that we can be acknowledged and recognized by God, so that we will be the best quality fruit. And we are beautiful fruits of the shepherd. We tasted the beautiful fruits of the shepherd. I just talked about just a little bit of the good work of the shepherd. And just by talking about a little bit, we are so happy. So let us change ourselves. And let us take after this beauty of the shepherd and goodness of the shepherd, and let us give glory to God the Father.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness, and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.